The Holy Gospel according to the 10th chapter of St. Luke, beginning with the 38th verse.
Glory to you, Lord.
Now as Jesus and his disciples went on their way, he entered a certain village where a woman named Martha welcomed him into her home. She had a sister named Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to what he was saying. But Martha was distracted by her many tasks. So she came to him and asked, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you are worried and distracted by many things. There is need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her." The Gospel of the Lord. I invite you to please be seated. As a person with a sibling, it's not hard for me to understand how Martha's feeling. Anyone who's grown up with a sibling, you know, somebody's always like telling on the other one usually. And you get on each other's nerves, especially when one of you is doing most of the work when you're given a chore and the other one is doing nothing. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah, it's irritating. Mom, she's not helping. Mom, she made a mess. Mom. Mom. Or Dad. She's not helping. She's just sitting there watching cartoons, and I have to do all the work, and it's not fair. Or maybe you've been the parent of someone who's had to mitigate all of that stuff. Tricky. But there's more going on in this gospel than that. Now, hospitality back in biblical times was a huge, huge deal, really important. The way you welcomed your guest was really important. If you didn't do it right, it would go all over town that you didn't show good hospitality. Do you remember back last week, or if you don't know, right before this lesson in Luke, we have the story about the man who's left on the road to between Jericho and Jerusalem. And some robbers came upon him and beat him, stripped him naked, and left him half dead on the side of the road. Now a priest and a Levite happened to pass by them, or by the man, and they don't do anything. They just pass on the other side and leave him there. But a Samaritan comes by and actually cares for his wounds, takes him to an inn, pays for him to be cared for, and tells the innkeeper, "Well, whatever else in a day or so that is needed for his care, I will pay." Now, this happens when Jesus is talking with the lawyer, and the lawyer wanted to know what he had to do, who was his neighbor. And so in this parable, then, of course, the lawyer had to say the one who cared for him, basically. So hospitality is big. So here in our story today, we have Martha and Mary and Jesus. Now, Martha's being the great host. She's showing excellent hospitality. She's running around crazy frantic. The food has to be ready. It all has to be timed just right. Jesus has to be made comfortable. He's the guest. And he's important. And Mary, she's just hanging out beside, listening to whatever he says, watching the world go by, soaking it in. And Martha, she's just like everywhere. You ever have a holiday dinner, you're trying to get ready and have everything just right? Usually a few are doing all the work while everybody else is, well, if it's Thanksgiving, watching football. Or working on the munchies that get put out a little bit early. Maybe having an extra cup of coffee and watching whoever do all the work. How's that fair? But hospitality is important. And frankly, I like Jesus' answer here. He's talking to Martha when she gets kind of upset. Let me back up a second. So Martha's distracted. She's got lots going on. She comes to Jesus. Now remember, hospitality is important, right? She wants him to be really, really comfortable. So in all of her franticness, who does she throw in the middle of the fight between her and Mary that she's created? the guy she's trying to make the most comfortable. Here, you can meter out this fight. Okay, so Jesus, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the work by myself? Do you not care? What's he supposed to say? Yeah, I care. Well, keep going at it. No. You know, tell her then to help me. So now he's got to, like, calm this pending fight. And I'm thinking, how is that showing hospitality? You just want him on your side, Martha. But I get it, because you want to show good hospitality, and you want, frankly, you want stuff to be ready when it's supposed to be ready, ladies and guys. You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. But Jesus, of course, Jesus has the best answer. He's like, Martha, you're worried and distracted by many things, right? She's probably thinking, yeah, that's why I was talking to you. There's need of only one thing. Mary has chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her. So Mary's showing hospitality too. And you know how she's doing it? She's listening to her guest. Listening, learning. She's enjoying the relationship with Christ. And Jesus gets it. Jesus wants to have time with Martha. He wants to have that relationship building. He's giving her a chance to pause from the busyness and the distractions so that she can focus on Jesus. Now, if I were to survey the room, in fact, I think I might. In a second, at any given moment, shout out one thing you're busy with during the week. Oh, come on. Yard work. What was it? Yard work? Kids? Grandkids? Siblings? Laundry? Good. How about grocery shopping? I don't like that one very much. Last night and even today, what about when you watch TV and you're trying to relax? And if it's one of those news shows, they have that ticker that goes across the bottom of the screen that tells you everything about sports, world news, what J-Lo's been up to. And then you got the TV host talking, chit-chatting about different things. And then you get the little thing that pops up and tells you, in 15 minutes, we're going to talk about this story and what you can do for better dental hygiene. And then in this one, we're going to talk about the heat wave that's happening all over the world. You can't even relax to watch TV. It's too much. Remember when a telephone was just a telephone, some of you? And then it come up with that call wait so that if you're talking to somebody you love and you hear beep, beep, oh, hold on, I got to check who's on the other line because they might be more important than you. Click. Oh, yeah, hi. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, I got somebody else on the other line, so I got to click. Now your phone does everything. You can watch TV on your phone. You can send email on your phone. You can text message. And somehow my friends tell me that you can actually look things up on the internet while you're talking on the phone. I haven't figured out how to do that button yet, and frankly, I'm okay with that. It's busy. It's busy. Jesus is giving Martha that chance. Mary's chosen the better part, which will not be taken away from her. The learnings that she gets from Jesus, that time spent with him. I like this gospel. I like it because it gives us the chance to say, hey, if it's good enough for Mary and Jesus is telling Martha, then it's good enough for us too. We can take a few moments with Jesus. We're doing that now in worship, spending time with him. We can do that in our regular everyday lives. Sometimes, even when you just pull into a parking lot at a store and you turn your car off and the radio goes off, and you can just take a couple minutes and spend time with Jesus. Thank you for getting me here safe, Lord. Grant whoever I speak to in the next little while that I can carry your love and care to them and nurture them. Lord, thank you for these couple of minutes to just be with you. We can do it. See, this isn't really about sibling rivalry at all in our gospel. It's about a relationship with God and showing God in Christ Jesus hospitality, giving him space that we so need for ourselves to be with him. So this day, when you go out into the world and encounter all the people that you're going to encounter, remember Jesus is with you. If we can just let go of some of the distractions. Amen.